Welcome back everyone. We wish you very well. This is Gautam and you are on our channel Cooking with Sapna. So guys, today we are going to make murmura chivda or puffed rice chivda made from puffed rice, peanuts, roasted chana dal, cashew nuts and spices. It is very crispy and a perfect tea time snack. So for making murmura chivda, we are going to take 1/4 cup of oil in a pan. Let the oil to heat and we are going to fry 1 cup of red peanuts. We will fry the peanuts until they are golden and crispy. Guys, I am using my own peanuts and I am frying it, but you can also use the roasted peanuts available in the market and use it. Our peanuts are ready. It took nearly 2 to 3 minutes to fry them, so we will take them out. Now into the same oil, we will fry 1/4 cup of cashew nuts until they are golden brown. Our cashew nuts are ready. We'll take them out. We will also fry 1/4 cup of roasted chana dal or dalia dal in the same oil. We will also fry them until they are slightly golden in color. Guys, this murmura chivda is very versatile and you can also use fried green peas along with chana dal to make it more happening, and it's last very long. You can put it into an airtight container and it can run for nearly 1 month. Normally people make this mixture during festival, during Diwali. You can also make murmura chivda and serve it to your guest, and I'm damn sure they'll be really impressed. And guys, if you don't have a roasted chana dal, you can also use normal chana dal. Just soak it in water overnight, drain the water, dry it and fry in the same way. Our chana dal is ready. We will take it out. So our fried peanuts, cashew nuts and chana dal is ready. We will now finish up the mixture. We will remove the extra oil and leave 1 tablespoon of oil in the pan, and we will add 3 to 4 dried whole red chilies and few curry leaves, and we are going to saute them a little bit. Now we will add 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder, salt to taste and 1 tablespoon of sugar. We will mix it, keep the heat on low and add 6 cups of puffed rice. Now we are going to roast it on low heat until it becomes crispy. Guys, make sure to keep the heat on low and keep stirring, otherwise it may burn. Guys, puffed rice used in bhel puri or jhalmuri are also prepared in the same way. So you can roast puffed rice with all the spices and save it later for making bhel puri or jhalmuri. See how crispy they are. You can hear the sound of crispiness. So now in the same crispy puffed rice, we are going to add our already fried red peanuts, cashew nuts and roasted chana dal. Now we will mix it and our murmura chivda is ready. See how super quick and easy this murmura chivda recipe is. And guys, as I said, you can store it into an airtight container and it can run for nearly 1 month. But it's so amazing that it will not stay even one day in your house. So don't worry about storage. So we will serve it in a plate and try it. So let's try. Guys, crispy puffed rice along with the spices and the distinct flavor of curry leaves and fried peanuts, cashew nuts and roasted chana dal. Guys, it's amazingly delicious and addictive. I personally prefer to pair it with tea. So do try this recipe and let us know how it turned out for you in the comment section. I hope you like our video. If you do, subscribe, like and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for new video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe. See you next time.